When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alex is Akil. What are your rules on holding trades over the weekend? I hold them.
Yeah,
I hold them. Day trades I don't hold over the weekend, but because I don't day trade on Friday, I'm very rarely in the situation where I would ever have a trade that needs to be held. Typically, day trades are not going to be even held overnight. They'll complete intraday. Unless it's like something like a secondary target where I'm looking for long term, but yeah, I hold them over the weekend. I don't make any adjustments. The only time I may close a position is if we happen to have some type of major news event that happens over the weekend. So I remember a few years ago there was like a French election, like a major French election, I think it was, that was happening. That the results were going to come in over the weekend. That was going to be a big disturbance to the market. So I remember in that situation, I closed out all of my position because that's like no difference than trading a major news event while live in the markets. I just didn't want any exposure to it. It just happened to occur over the weekend. But aside from something like that, and most news events don't happen over the weekend, I don't make any difference. Understood, you don't worry about gaps? Nope. And here's the question I always say. Why should I worry about gaps? Why should I worry about gaps? And the question is always, is it a real fear or is it a created fear? Is it false evidence appearing real? Might get filled at a much worse price, might get filled at a much better price. It's like tennis. You hit the ball in my court and I'm hitting it back to yours. By the way, I like that. I like the girl that, what's the woman that just beat Serena in the US Open? She's feisty. Man, she was talking trash on that court. I like it. I always hate some of the tennis ones. They like, they don't want you showing any emotion. She was hitting the ball. She was, let's go. That's me. I liked it. The Canadian. Bianca, can't pronounce her last name. Yeah, I like her. Cool story too. She kind of had to go into like, she had to do some stuff to clean up her game. So she kind of went, not missing, but she had to go kind of hit the restart button on herself. I think she's like 2021. Hit the restart button on herself and it worked out. But yeah, I like it. But yeah, that's Romanian. She's a Canadian, isn't she? Or she's Romanian in Canada. Maybe that's it. Romanian descent. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, 19. Okay, yeah. Man, not even 20. So yeah, I wouldn't. I don't worry about gaps because I think the fear of gaps is overrated. Meaning that one, I think people believe that gaps occur much more often than they actually do. Now we've had a situation where we saw a gap this weekend and I believe the weekend before. But if you look at your price chart, I mean, the majority of the time, there may be small gaps, but significant gaps don't occur as often as you may think. So unless you're trading like a very small position, or like a day trading time frame, it's not going to be that disruptive. Now, the negative of a gap is that when the market gaps, you get filled on the open. So if the gap blows past your limit order, if the market gaps and opens above your stop order, then you're going to take a bigger loss than you expected. However, if you're on the right side of the market and the market gaps past your profit order, what happens then? Then you've made more profit. So you can look at it both ways. So obviously from a risk averse perspective, you're probably more concerned with being stopped out for much more than you want versus making more than you want. But I think the main thing comes down to like just the fact that there are not as many gaps as you may think. They're not as scary as you may think. It's kind of like plane crashes, right? I don't want to say we all fear plane crashes, but we talked about control earlier. I fly a lot. I'm not a big fan of planes, but that's mainly a control thing. Like I like to be the one behind the wheel because I have complete control, and that goes back to the little rant about entrepreneurship and just control over your life. But when plane crashes happen, it's a big deal, right? You hear about it, right? They're tragic occurrences. If it's a bad one, lots of people typically die because planes carry a lot of people on it. However, planes don't crash that often. You're much more likely to die driving a car than crashing in a plane. I'm sure if you Google search the stats, right? Let's do it right now. Let's see. What's more likely to happen than a plane crash? Twenty-one things that are more likely to happen than dying in a plane crash. Being born with an extra finger or a toe. Becoming president of the United States. Getting killed from a meteorite. Giving birth to conjoined twins. Winning an Oscar. Dying from a bee sting. Winning an Olympic gold medal. Dying from a flesh-eating bacteria. Ooh. Drowning in your bathtub. Dating a millionaire. Which is really probably your cousin based off our conversation earlier. Ooh, this gets bad. Getting murdered. I guess I should have thought about this when things worse than dying in a plane crash. Okay, yeah, getting murdered. getting killed by a bear at Yellowstone National Park. This is very specific. Dating a supermodel. I married a supermodel. Writing a New York Times bestseller, doesn't seem too hard. Having your ID stolen, that's happened before. And they have the stats behind this, right? Dying in a tornado, that's probably a really bad way to go. There's a little GIF? Ah, never know. No one knows the right pronunciation of it. There's a GIF of a tornado. Getting poisoned, dying in a skydiving accident, becoming a nudist, okay? Meeting someone who speaks Cherokee, living to 100 years old. All of those things are more likely to happen than dying in a plane crash. However, we fear it. So gaps are the same way. They occur. They don't occur too often. Most gaps aren't really significant. However, every once in a while, you may be in a position where you not only have a position on a chart, but the market has a significant gap, and it gaps in the direction that isn't great for you, and you get slipped a lot. But I think the fear is much greater than it needs to be, especially given the fact that it can go either way. And if you're a technician, I mean, you believe that you're on the right side of the market, you would think that there's a better chance of it gapping in your favor than against you. Again, not always true, but especially when it's fundamentally driven. But you can have that in the back of your mind. So I don't worry about gaps. Greg says becoming a nudist can happen so easily. Yeah, I'm not too concerned about gaps. I don't fear them. I accept them as a part of trading. You can think about it in this way as well, right? So if we all agree that the fear of a gap is the fear of a gap is the market gapping past your orders and you losing more than what you planned, right? I was chuckling because I was thinking about trading, you know, gap the store, trading the gap stock and having gaps in gaps. And it was funny to me. A little trader nerd. Right? Let me ask you this. Anything could happen right now that can cause the market to move very, very significantly in the direction that's against your position, and you could be slipped and lose more than you intended. Are you worried about that? AKA the Swissy, right? Why aren't you worried about that the same way you're worried about gaps? It's the same thing. Potential war going on, right? Is it Iran? Tweeting about war? What if something happened right now where Trump comes out and says, we're going to war? And the market, boom, flies up. Happens so fast. Slips you out of your position. You get filled 50 pips later than you intended. Do we fear that as well, or do we accept that that's just a part of trading? Or I guess, do we fear and accept that it's a part of trading? I would look at gaps the same way. Anything can happen at any moment. What can happen over the weekend with a gap can happen right now in the market. So I think the best thing that we can do is we can obviously be consistent and we can prepare. I mean, you can review the news. And again, most news doesn't happen over the weekend, depending on where you live. Like maybe if there's maybe something from Japan, since they're typically like a day above, you can prepare where you can look at the economic calendar and say, okay, what's happening Monday morning? What's happening over the weekend, right? Forex Factory will let you... Forex Factory will let you go to the weekend, right? So you can look at Saturday and Sunday, right? You can see what's happening because Sunday is going to be Monday for, this is New York time, obviously, but Sunday is going to be Monday for Japan, Australia, some people far east, right? Far east movement, fly like a G6. So you can prepare for it, but I don't think, yeah. I think the fear is very similar to a plane crash where it's kind of, because if it happens bad, it's devastating. We kind of give it more, attention than it deserves. Very good question though. Very good question. And now Greg's going to become a nudist so he can change those numbers around. Where do you live, Greg? All right, wherever Greg's located, I'm not going there. I'm gonna limit my chances of seeing that.